automatically becomes important for Britain, but there are cases where that applies. Some of our turning points dwell specifically on this expansionist desire from England, and the English attempts to dominate and conquer abroad have clear-cut implications for the whole of Britain and its history. A good case in point being the 1171 invasion of Ireland, or 1285, and Edward's effort to consolidate his English rule in Wales. In these cases, the wider consequences for the whole of Britain are more immediately apparent. Britishness today, of course, is a concept under some stress, with devolution and perhaps more on the agenda outside England, and immigration from Europe seemingly causing consternation in some quarters about a dilution of our national nature. Politicians seem constantly on the lookout for ways to open up debates about Britishness, or to find ways to shore up what they appear to see as this faltering concept. It is interesting and pertinent, then, I hope, to look back at the years that have been of signal importance in creating the Britain that is being so widely and regularly discussed today. It might seem to you that some of our contributors had an easier time than others with their 50-year slice of history. Could Nick Higham have chosen anything other than 1066 for his slot, for instance? Probably not.